Chapter 1. The room was filled with the smell of roses. Sitting on a sofa, smoking a cigarette, was Lord Henry Wotton. Through the open door came the distant sounds of the London streets. In the centre of the room stood a portrait of an extraordinarily beautiful young man. Sitting a little distance in front of it was the artist himself, Basil Hallward. As the painter looked at the portrait, he smiled. "It is your best work, Basil, the best thing you have ever done," said Lord Henry slowly. "You really must send it next year to the Grosvenor. The Grosvenor is really the only place to exhibit a painting like that." "I don't think I shall send it anywhere," the painter answered, moving his head in that odd way that used to make his friends laugh at him at Oxford University. "No, I won't send it anywhere." Lord Henry looked at him in surprise through the thin blue smoke of his cigarette. "Not send it anywhere? My dear man, why not? What odd people you painters are." "I know you will laugh at me," Basil replied, "but I really can't exhibit it. I have put too much of myself into it." Lord Henry stretched himself out on the sofa and laughed. "Too much of yourself in it? Basil, this man is truly beautiful. He does not look like you."
"You don't understand me, Harry," answered the artist. "Of course I am not like him. I would be sorry to look like him. It is better not to be different from other people. The stupid and ugly have the best of this world. Dorian Gray—"
"Dorian Gray? Is that his name?" asked Lord Henry, walking across the room towards Basil Hallward.
"Yes, that is his name. I wasn't going to tell you."
"But why not?"
"Oh, I can't explain. When I like people enormously, I never tell their names to anyone. I suppose you think that's very foolish?"
"Not at all," answered Lord Henry. "Not at all, my dear Basil. You forget that I am married, so my life is full of secrets. I never know where my wife is, and my wife never knows what I am doing. When we meet, we tell each other lies with the most serious faces."
"I hate the way you talk about your married life, Harry," said Basil Hallward, walking towards the door that led into the garden. "I believe you are really a very good husband, but that you are ashamed of it. You never say a good thing, and you never do a wrong thing."
Lord Henry laughed, and the two men went out into the garden together. After a pause, Lord Henry pulled out his watch. "I am afraid I have to go, Basil," he said in a quiet voice. "But before I go, I want you to explain to me why you won't exhibit Dorian Gray's picture. I want the real reason."
"I told you the real reason."
"No, you did not. You said that it was because there was too much of yourself in it. Now, that is childish."